Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. This time, we're going deep into some actual Elmish code, a snippet that you, the listeners, sent in.
I'm excited to take a look.
It's always fun to like really get our hands dirty with code, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's one thing to talk about concepts, but seeing it in action, well, that's where the real magic happens.
Absolutely. And this particular piece of code is a great example of a simple Elmish app that kind of demonstrates the fundamental principle.
Right. So just to set the stage for everyone, we're looking at a basic Elmish app that prints to the console.
Right. So it's not going to have like a fancy user interface or anything.
Not this time.
But it will it'll really clearly show the core logic of how Elmish works, which I think is super valuable.
Yeah, for sure. So when you glance at this code, what's the first thing that kind of jumps out at you?
Well, the first thing that catches my eye is the model and the MSG types.
Okay, so for listeners who are maybe new to Elmish, can you break down what those are all about?
The model represents the state of the application. So it's basically like a snapshot of everything that's happening at a particular moment in time.
Okay.
And the MSG type is a way to define the different messages that can be sent to the application to change that state.
So if I'm thinking about this like, I don't know, like a video game or something.
Yeah.
Is the model kind of like the current state of the game world?
Exactly. Think of it like, the position of your character, their health, the score, all those variables that make up the current state of the game.
Okay, that makes sense. And then the MSG would be like the controller inputs.
Exactly. Yeah, like pressing a button to move your character or fire a weapon. Those are like sending messages to the game to update its state.
Gotcha. So in this specific example, we see the model is defined as a record with just one field called value. And value is an integer. So super basic, right?
Yeah. We're keeping it nice and simple here.
Now let's move on to this init function.
Yeah.
What's its role in our Elmish app?
So the init function is what sets up the initial state of our application when it first starts.
It's like pressing the power button.
Exactly. It's like the starting point.
Yeah.
And in this case, we're setting the initial value to zero.
Right. But there's also this cmd.offsg increment thing happening in there. What's that all about?
Oh, good eye. That's a command that's being issued right from the start, and it's basically saying, hey, as soon as you initialize, I want you to send the increment message.
So even before we do anything, we're already kicking off an action.
Exactly. It's like having the game automatically press a button for you as soon as you start it up.
Interesting. Okay, and I'm noticing that both the init and update functions are returning these things called tuples. Can you explain those for our listeners?
Sure. So a tuple is just a way to group multiple values together.
Okay.
And in this case, we're using them to return both the new state and a command.
I see. So it's like returning a package deal.
Exactly. Like here's your updated state and here's the next action to take.
Gotcha. All right. Let's dive into the update function now. This seems like where the real meat of the logic is.
Absolutely. The update function is the brain of our Elmish app. It takes the current state and a message, and it figures out how to update the state based on that message.
Okay.
And it uses something called pattern matching, which is this match.with construct, to figure out what to do based on the incoming message.
So it's basically a bunch of if statements, right?
Yeah, you can think of it that way. Like, if the message is increment, then do this. If it's decrement, then do that.
Got it. Now, I'm looking at this code, and I see there's this condition when model value 2 under the increment message. What's going on there?
That's a great question. It means we're only going to increment the value if the current value is less than 2.
So there's some logic built in here, not just blindly incrementing every time.
Precisely. In this case, it's ensuring that our value never goes above 3.
Interesting. And then we see a similar pattern for the decrement message.
Exactly. If the value is greater than 0, then we decrement it. Otherwise, we do nothing.
Okay, so essentially, this app is like a counter that bounces between 0 and 3.
You got it. And each time it updates, it would print the new value to the console.
I see. So even though this is a simple example, it really highlights the core concepts of Elmish, right?
Totally. It shows how we can use the model, the MSG type, the init function, and the update function to create a working application.
Yeah. It's like we've taken a peek behind the curtain and seen the wizardry at work.
And the cool thing is, you can build upon these basic principles to create much more complex and interactive applications.
Right. So if our listeners are out there thinking, okay, this is cool, but what else can I do with it? What would you say to them?
I would say experiment. Try adding different messages, different logic to the update function. See what happens when you change the initial state. The possibilities are endless.
That's the beauty of coding, isn't it? It's like a playground for your imagination. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have. It's been fun.
For anyone listening who's just starting out with Elmish, I hope this deep dive has demystified some of the concepts and given you a taste of what's possible.
And remember, don't be afraid to get your hands dirty. Play around with the code and see what you can create.
Absolutely. And until next time, happy coding.
See you later.
Bye.